I'm Alana Burke, CEO of Your Life's Workshop, coach to entrepreneurs and solopreneurs across dozens of industries, and host of Good Business. With nearly 20 years' experience helping hundreds of clients create profitable, ethically driven, and sustainable businesses based on their life's work, I'm here to teach you how to do great work, make great money, and make a positive impact without feeling like you need a shower afterwards. Hi everyone, today's episode is the first in a three-part series on content production. Now, I am by no means an expert content marketer, at all. I am definitely in the mediocre at best category when it comes to regularity, which is part of why I'm doing this series, because I want to talk about something that I happen to know a lot about, but fail to leverage with a huge amount of consistency. So my inconsistency is extremely consistent, and those that know me tease me about it on a pretty regular basis. I've been told I should write more. I've been told I should produce more for most of my career. And it's something that I think about a lot. I pay attention to a lot. I contemplate a lot. But it happens to be something that I am not very good at. So the actual content itself, I mean, you're here. You know I'm good at that part, right? Like, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to offer. But doing it with regularity has always been really, really challenging for me for one singular reason. And that's that anytime somebody tells me something is an absolute necessity that I positively have to do, I immediately run in the other direction. And early in my career, I think I got the impression that I had to produce content with like an intense amount of regularity. Like, I was the person that when I first started in the blogging world, it was like, you know, if somebody said one post a week is good, that all I heard in my head was, oh, well, if I do one every single fucking day, then that will be better. And I remember when I started out, I created this like massive, insane content calendar, and I broke down all the ideas, and I had this huge, like, I mean, we're talking every single day. I think I spent like 3 days creating this monster content calendar of like all the posts I was going to write every fucking day. I think I made it 3 days, maybe two, maybe three, before I just totally threw in the towel. And my whole content calendar went out the window, because what I realized that for me, the way I'm wired, I couldn't produce content unless I felt like profoundly inspired by something. Like, I needed a really deep spark in order to sit down and actually do the work. Because when I do write, when I do produce content, it's heavy, it's deep, it requires a lot of me. It tends to be on the creative side. It tends to be like I write in a way that's really funny and expressive. And I don't say that to be like ego-y about it. I just know that that's true about me. And it's stuff that's, you know, served me really, really well in my career. When I do write, it's like, I've always said to people that it's like, when I used to blog a lot, when I write, I get clients. It was just like clockwork. I would write, I'd put something out, it would get heavily shared, I'd get a few new clients. And it was easy for me, but I had to be super inspired. If I wasn't super inspired, it not only wasn't it easy, it was impossible. It was like, I just couldn't do it. So what I want to talk about first is like why we produce content in the first place, you know, because content has become something that's almost like it's become such a necessity that it's almost, it's like a given, like you have to do it. You don't have a choice. Well, of course you have a choice. And I want to talk about why you create content in the first place. So today, the reason why the title of this episode is The Necessity Myth is because I want to break down the fact that it is actually a myth that you have to produce content in order to be successful, that you have to do it with regularity, that you have to do it with consistency, because those things are not actually true. I'm living proof of that. I've been in this business for 10 years and I produce content whenever I fucking feel like it. And my podcast has is the beginning pieces of me shifting that into a new phase of my career and bringing a sense of discipline and order to something that I've always really only done when the spirit moved me. And what I've realized is that for me, that's done a disservice to my business. It's started to, at least. I've come to a place where The level of service I want to provide for the people I most want to help need something new from me than they ever needed before. They need consistency. You need consistency. You need to hear from me on a regular basis. You're coming to me for guidance. You're coming to me for something that, for learning, right? For leadership. And I think in order for a leader to be stable, to be viewed as someone who's going to be there for a long time, that level of content consistency starts to shift in from inspirational to necessary. And that's where I want to be. So that's part of why I produced this podcast that you're listening to right now, is because I want more consistency. I want to be there for you more. So this is a challenge for me. It's hard. It's really, really hard. Putting stuff out on a regular basis is not a simple thing. And when you're somebody who is heavily influenced by inspiration, I just sort of wait for things to sort of strike me. And that's what I talk about. That's what I write about. That's what I think about. That's what I produce for the podcast. I find it really, really challenging to sit down with a calendar and actually map it out and go, here's what I'm going to talk about this week. Here's what I'm going to talk about next. So, but I'm doing it. And I'm pushing myself. And what I'm finding is once I get over the sit down and fucking do it part, I actually do have a lot to say about a lot of different things. And I can sit down and I can do it. And I'm challenging myself to kind of write a new story when it comes to that and write a new story about how I view it. But again, today's not really about that. That's kind of about my challenges around content creation and consistency. But it's about the fact that it's not actually necessary unless, right? There's a big unless. Every time somebody does a myth breakdown, there's a big unless, right? It's unless you want a certain set of things, right? Because content is, it's something that you do when you want to grow. Content production is what you do when you have a message that you want to get out. It's what you do when you want to make more money. It's what you do when you want to build an empire. It's what you do when you want to offer something new. It is what you do when you want to prove yourself, when you want to prove your credibility, where maybe your pedigree doesn't do that for you. Sometimes your words are all you've got, and producing content and putting it out there is pretty much the only way to really do that. Now, of course, we're going to get into outlets and how you choose the pathways in deeper episodes. I'm not doing that today. Today, we're just talking about when it's a necessity and when it isn't. So to do that, let's talk about when it's not. If you have great business relationships in your field that you can leverage to find clients, to find growth, to find business, then you might not need to produce content. If you have an incredible referral pipeline, then you might not need to produce content. That's been where I've been for the last 10 years. I have an incredible referral pipeline. The people that come to me and hire me stay, and they refer people to me with an incredible amount of regularity that I feel very blessed by. But that can only take you so far. Now, I want to point out that can be far enough. You can create a thriving freelance practice or a thriving coaching practice or a thriving design business if you're a service provider with just referrals and not produce any content and not really put yourself out there as standing for something specific. You don't have to do that. If you do really good work, it might be a slower road, but you can have a great business sustainably for a long time without blogging and podcasting and YouTubing and social mediaing and all the inging, right? That's totally possible, because the thing about content, and this is where, like, I want to show you what my motivation is behind talking about this beyond my own patterns. I want to talk about my opinion on this, that the world is really full of people producing a lot of garbage, right? We pump it out. You know, our consumption for content is voracious in our culture. Now, you know, content production is like, it's everything. Everybody is just trying to produce more and more and more and more. And the quality is going down and down and down and down and down. You know, I mean, I still have a habit. You know, we all have these funny habits that we develop around, like, the early days of the internet. I used to have a Yahoo email address a million years ago, and it's probably still active, because does anybody fucking know how to shut down an email address? I don't know. I have a Yahoo address, and I over the years, I consistently would go to the homepage of Yahoo to log into my email, right? So I still have this weird habit that, like, when I'm zoning out on the internet, I go to the homepage of Yahoo, which is, it's like garbage town. It's like the garbage dump of news stuff, right? It's gotten progressively less interesting over the years, not more. And now, I was just saying to my husband the other day, I've noticed that they have like a daily Amazon ad written as a like advertorial, but they don't tell you it's an ad. It's just like they report, quote unquote, like I'm doing air quotes right now. You can't see me, but I'm totally air quoting right now. They do this thing where they do check out the dress that 20,000 Amazon reviewers say is the most flattering dress they've ever bought. And it's actually like an article about Amazon reviews. Like, how fucking ridiculous is that? That's how desperate Yahoo is for money, for one thing, but also how desperate we are for content, that a lot of people see that and don't realize that it's just an advertisement meant to garner affiliate dollars, that they don't see the content engine behind it, you know, the actual content marketing piece of it. They're reading it as a, oh, I want a pretty dress that's flattering, right? And I'm seeing these like every day. I see content based on other content, based on other content, based on other content. That it's like there's nothing newsworthy in it. There's nothing interesting in it. There's nothing even anywhere near relevant to our day-to-day culture. But I sort of keep going. It's almost like Yahoo's become like a train wreck. Like I go just to like poke at it and go, my God, how fucking terrible can this get? It's clickbait, it's non-news, it's fake, it's ridiculous, and but it is the absolute display of our voracious need for more, 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 more. More stuff to fill our time, more uninteresting garbage, right? So this is like the rise of fake news, the rise of social media, the rise of all of the various outlets there are to produce content. We've created more and more and more and more outlets just to say the same thing to a different audience. Or even sometimes the same audience, but just in a different way, maybe. So our appetites for content have changed so much just in the last few years that us as business owners, as solopreneurs, as content producers are feeling more and more and more pressure to level up, right? To produce more and more and more, which is resulting in far more diluted, far less interesting ideas, far more, you know, just kind of watered down garbage, right? We're all doing it. Everybody I see is doing it. Myself included, you know, it's like I was like seriously planning out my Instagram posts around this podcast. And it's like, I'm realizing like, okay, I need to have some sort of something on Instagram every single day. So therefore, instead of having one really good punchy statement on one day, I have to come up with something that's maybe a little bit more diluted so that I can have something to go up every day. You're going to see it in support of this very episode. I can appreciate the irony because it's necessary because everything's moving so fast that we have to have something that shows up on a regular basis, or the people that most want to hear it won't hear it, let alone the people that that you haven't even connected with yet. So once you start, it gets really hard to stop, and it gets really hard to be relevant all the time, to have something deep and important to say all the time. So we just do it with increasing levels of certainty and lower levels of aptitude and inquisitiveness and curiosity. And so that's why I'm talking about this today, because I want to see more curiosity. I want to see more aptitude. I want to see more assertiveness of education and progressive concepts. And I'm not talking politically. I'm just saying progressive is actually a good thing before it got co-opted by politics. The idea of being progressive means that you are thinking ahead. Let's do more of that, right? Let's think harder ahead and produce content that does that. So I want more good stuff in the world. This is most of the things I talk about are selfish in some way, right? We're selfish creatures. I want more good stuff in the world and less garbage. So by pointing out to the vast number of people that are going to listen to this and might listen to what I have to say and might think about it accordingly and how they market their businesses and how they think about making money in the world, I want to challenge you to simply do better, right? You don't have to produce content. You can build your business another way. So that's why I'm talking about this today. Now, plenty of people thrive in their work without writing blog posts or starting podcasts. It does, however, help a lot. Now, that's the kicker, right? You produce content, you grow faster. We all know that content creating helps, but great content, the kind that can change the way that the world sees and experiences your work, should be great. It shouldn't be garbage. It should come from a plan, it shouldn't come from just a plan that's designed to manipulate or leverage. It should come from your core. Now, the plan can come in, like, I'm not saying don't do social media. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to promote this episode. You might have seen one of them before you got to this place listening to me right now. Because marketing is still a necessity, right? Content creation is part of the deal. You create content, then you have to create more content to support your content. But the core idea underneath it has to be something real. It should simplify complexity. It should streamline hard ideas. It should clean up messes and convey ideas and inspire and educate and entertain. And I'm going to talk about that a lot more in a later episode. But it should do more than just five things to do X, Y, and Z. Or, here's a inflammatory, clickbaity, nonsense title that just gets you to click on something that's just a bunch of garbage reporting on, dresses on Amazon. So instead, when you go to create content, I want to challenge you to start with service, with values, my favorite word, right? With a desire to help. Seriously, at your core. Don't worry about marketability first. Worry about helping first. Your content becomes more than just content. It becomes the backbone of your work in the world. It becomes something that people can use to connect more deeply with both you and your work, and they can use it as a gateway to explore something entirely new if you light the path. So I want to challenge all of you to light a path with your content. Because it's not a necessity to produce content for content's sake. It's a necessity to produce content that's going to be indelible, that's going to last longer than you are. So I want to challenge all of you to do that. And I hope that I've illuminated that path for you. Because that's my goal for you today, is to show you that there might be another way to do this thing that we all take for granted as being an absolute necessity, non-negotiable. Challenge yourself to serve first. Help first, lead with your values, and let the rest come together on its own. All right, everybody, I hope you'll join me for our next couple of episodes. We're going to be talking about content a lot over the next few weeks. I'm going to dig into what makes good content versus bad content. I'm going to talk about how to think about breaking down ideas so that you can leverage simple ideas or big ideas in a more leveraged way, excuse me, so that you can take your core concepts in the world and offer them up in way more granular, digestible, easier ways to consume. And we're going to talk about learning styles, and we're going to talk about how to access new audiences with your content. So there's going to be a lot, and I hope you'll join me. So until then, you guys have a really wonderful day, and good luck building your businesses and creating excellent content. I know you can do it. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. For more information, visit thegoodbusiness.co or yourlifesworkshop.com.